Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful Friday, August 15th, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. Broadcasting today from the United States of America. I can prove it because my president is trying to make sure there's world peace. It's also the place where the brave, like the three veterans we will honor today, Colonel James J. Coolican, Carbondale, Jerome Francis Ruddy, Clark Summit, and former Scrantonian, Major Francis Ruddy. The United States of America, founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible founding fathers, that the government is not, shall not be, cannot be, our parent, our guide, our salvation, our direction, not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. It was not something that could be parceled out to groups. It was not something that could be controlled by government or government official, because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press. Well, some of them use it just to lie, but that's okay. We know better. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because we had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose. Unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed. Unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show, well, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And so we gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you a sanctuary of sanity for the balance of the morning, because we are committed to common sense. Well, my Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 9:15, and we are underway. And by the way, tomorrow, big day for two things that are both happen to be in downtown Scranton. 10 to 5 at Bacardo's, hot cars, cool watches. It's going to be the neatest thing. And then we've got right down the street at Marketplace at Steamtown, the pop-up market series begins. Music, food, clothing, everything else that the Marketplace at Steamtown has. And they're kicking off what John Basilica hopes will become, and it's up to us to make sure we support it, our own little Reading Terminal Market, as you see in Philadelphia. So 20 unique local vendors, and then the regular vendors will be there on that second floor. So a big day tomorrow. Now today, and the marketplace at Steamtown and John Bass League are sponsoring it. There's a couple of veterans. Well, three, not a couple. And area natives. And my friend Joan Hudawanitz has implored me to do something for them. And so we've got those three, and we're hoping Joan's calling in to talk a little bit about them. She's a veteran's veteran, and she helps with veterans who pass away that maybe I might otherwise miss because I don't see the obit or whatever. So we're excited to have her part of the Veterans Tribute today. And these three men with all they accomplished. He said, Bob, I believe you're committed. Unfortunately, you're not committed to hitting the post and getting the breaks and news on time. I am not. And that's why one of the reasons I wanted this time slot. You know, this is a little bit of inside baseball, but radio-wise. And I don't have to do anything except either take at 50 or 55 past the hour the Bloomberg Money Minute. Beyond that, within reason, I could do sort of whatever I want. Got to run the commercials. We always got to hear from our great sponsors. But yeah, thank you for that. But hey, you guys, you're on the internet, okay? And I'm just going to use LinkedIn for an example. Do you ever notice that you can't make them go away? Like, I'm on LinkedIn. I don't know how or why I got on their notification list. So it's like, well, if somebody on LinkedIn that I know simply comments on something someone else said, then it pops up and it's in my way. And I've got a very busy email because of all the things you guys do, and the things you send are important. By the way, if you're hearing this, I'm not going to be on the air next week. I won't be able to see the emails. I'm not taking my laptop with me. So if you could hold off on the emails you send me, the great emails you send me, that would be helpful. It'll be less I have to call through when I get back. But that's just a suggestion. So, we've got to take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, the eponymous program. We're going to roll on, but we've got to hear from our great sponsors. A little history, a little music, and then you and I, 570-883-0098.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Elvis Presley. Think of this. This date, 1960. This was his 14th number one hit in just 4 years. It's Now or Never. Bob Cadaro back with you on the program. And 1483, the Sistine Chapel. I don't know what was wrong with that woman's voice, or but the deadly serious, the Sistine Chapel. I have a puzzle. I like to do puzzles. And I seldom take the time for it anymore, and I've got to find a table or whatever that they can stay there, because some of them take months to put together. And I have one of the ones I have is a Sistine Chapel. And I set up in my house before I went to prison, and I had to take it apart. It's one of the things I had to do when I knew I was going away. I had to take it apart. I don't know if there's lost pieces, but I've got to get back at this Sistine Chapel puzzle. If you think of it, just look at the internet. This is where they pick the new pope and all. It is beyond magnificent. But it was consecrated in 1483. You want to talk about history? My goshes. Anyway, someone says, Bob, now that you asked not to send any emails, the trolls will try to fill up your inbox with useless and incorrect information just to annoy you, ALTS. I can't be annoyed by that kind of thing, but we'll see. Doug wishing me fun on my vacation. It is, though, like, it's like Kramer. He said he was told Jerry one time he was going on vacation, and Jerry says, from what? Last night, late afternoon, my friends Frankie and Dante had me down to Fox Hill. And not to golf, thank God. I'm just to hang around, have a couple of cigars, that kind of thing. And man, did we have a blast! We really did. Two of our big Chevy dealers were there conversing. Dean Hesser and Kenny Wallace. This is a great gang. And I come up and I sit next to. As soon as I walk in, Jim Fisher, and he's a detective in the Wilkes-Barre Police where my son serves. And we had just great conversations. It was really neat. His brother was there, Brian, and a gang, our candidate for judge, future Judge Buffalino, was there. It was just a great gang, a lot of fun. And car talk that I couldn't understand, but it was really pleasurable. So a great night at down there. But it's like, so I'm going to Elmhurst today, Country Club. The Dempsey Gang plays up there every Friday, and I got a 12:40 tee time, so I've got to rush up there after this, which I generally don't like to do, but it's such a great gang, I got to do it. Let's hope there's no thunderstorms or anything like that. Joe from Trip Spark says, LTS, Bob, during your vacation, our staff wants me to get extra coffee, being as you won't be here to get us all fired up in the morning. I got to tell Rob Neihardt, I don't know which day he's coming in, but they're hoping to get him at least one day next week. And the only time I get to listen to the show, because I got to critically listen every once in a while, you get into bad habits. And I might be listening to part of the best ofs, but there's a lot of information and a lot of interviews. Now, Bulldog will pick it. Maybe I'll make some suggestions. But it's they're worth listening to again, not because it's me, but because of some of the guests we have and some of the information that, you know, maybe you didn't catch it. You maybe got interrupted. Maybe you had to do something. So I do recommend that you listen in. And then there's veterans tributes you might have missed. So good stuff either way. And it's I'll miss all of you. I promise I do. But, you know, Cutie's got to, you see, Cutie needs the vacation. She actually works. I mean, yeah, but so I'm along for the ride on the vacation bit because, you know, when Chauncey's getting to stay at the house. Somebody's staying at the house with the dog and the cat, both. Both needs very little care, but, you know, and he's fine without us. But yet, so it was good. We're ready to go. We're going to have fun and all that. But I'm telling you, I'm going to miss you guys. I try, and I mean that. I'm not just saying it. And I hope you'll miss me. I do. But I'll be there. I'll be here in recorded fashion either way. Okay? Hey, Trump in Alaska. Really interesting. Oh, my mother's reminding me. She did not realize today is the Assumption of Mary, holy day of obligation. And here we are reminding her of it. Now, I got to be honest. I didn't notice it. I do the Bishop Robert Barron sends these, you know, the daily Catholic readings for the Mass out, and I read them, and I did not see that it was the Assumption until I heard it here. So, yeah, holy day of obligation. All right, we need to take a break because we want to hear from our great sponsors, and then we'll be back with our veterans tribute of Colonel James J. Kulikin. We'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by John Basiliga, who reminds you that tomorrow, August 16th, all day they'll be having a pop-up market series beginning. We'll talk about that after this. Colonel James Kulikin. He died last year, October 25th, 2024. Highly decorated United States Marine Corps veteran. Passed away at age 85. He leaves behind a legacy of valor, leadership, and unwavering dedication to his country and to his family. He was born in Carbondale, and he grew up there with a profound sense of duty and patriotism, leading him to a distinguished career in the Marine Corps, followed by a second career as superintendent of schools in Gig Harbor, Washington. Jim is survived by his loving family, including his wife, Jean, with whom he'd recently celebrated their 60th wedding anniversary. His two children, his four grandchildren also survive him. Jim Kulikin earned a scholarship to play basketball at St. Joseph's University, Philadelphia, under legendary head coach Jack Ramsey. While at St. Joe's, he studied theology and psychology. He was somewhat devastated that his son and his granddaughter chose to go to crosstown rival Villanova. Colonel Kulikin's illustrious career spanned over 30 years in the Marine Corps, during which he excelled in various critical roles. His service history is marked by extraordinary acts of bravery and heroism, epitomized by his receipt of the Navy Cross, which is the second highest military decoration for valor in the United States. The president, in awarding him this Navy Cross, said that in the Hue Thua Tien province, Republic of Vietnam, 31st of January, 1968, in the early morning hours without warning, the enemy assaulted simultaneously all positions of the Hue Military Assistance Command, Vietnam compound perimeter, with 122-millimeter and B-40 rockets, mortar, and intense small arms fire. Then Captain Kulikin, with disregard for his own safety, dashed 150 meters through the hail of exploding enemy rounds to a guard post where he moved four wounded personnel to the dispensary. Within a short time, the enemy scored a direct hit on a 20-foot tower, mortally wounding the guard. Quickly, Captain Kulikin ran to the tower under heavy enemy fire, recovered the wounded man, and carried him down the ladder to an awaiting stretcher. He wasn't done yet. After this, he returned to the tower guard post, where he silenced the enemy with a fierce blanket of M79 grenade fire. At daybreak, because of the critical condition of two wounded men, an emergency air medical rescue was planned from a landing zone approximately 400 meters from the MACV compound. Captain Kulikin organized a small force, and after two futile attempts at evacuation of the wounded, he finally succeeded on the third trip. This is hellfire breaking out all around him. He carried critically needed ammunition back to the compound. When a relief force coming to the aid of the compound was ambushed and sustained numerous casualties, Captain Kulikin assembled his men. He sped to the scene of intense fighting. Under unrelenting hostile fire, he skillfully directed the collection of the injured and evacuation to the Hue MACV dispensary. Throughout the Battle of Hue, he skillfully effected medical evacuations under enemy observation and fire. He succeeded in saving many lives with no loss to his own force. Captain Kulikin's conspicuous gallantry, professionalism, and extraordinary devotion to duty were in keeping with the highest traditions of the Marine Corps and the United States Naval Service. He was known for his warmth outside of fighting fiercely for his country and his fellow Marines and soldiers. He was buried in Arlington National Cemetery. No greater honor than that. And Joan Hadawanis is with us. She's a veteran herself. We saluted her one day, and she helps us with the salutes every day. Joan, welcome. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you doing, you fallen away Catholic?
I see. I used to go. Joan is a regular communicant at the 6:30 Mass at the Cathedral. And I used to go there a couple times a week. But now when my show moved to 9 a.m., Joan, I that's my key preparation time.
Well, I'll have to talk to your leadership over there. We'll put you back at noon.
No, I begged them for this time slot.
Yeah, well, first of all, I've got to thank you for doing this recognition of veterans every day. This is so important. We're seeing the last of the World War II vets going.
Yeah.
We're now seeing Korean War vets and Vietnamese. But I got to tell you, I'll put northeastern Pennsylvania against any other area of the country for patriotism.
Amen.
We have offered more citizens in the service of our country, be it in the military or as first responders, than any other area of the country. So the Hamptons could show off with their money and all the other areas of the country can brag about what they have, but we have the Patriots.
Amen. Hey, so Joan Hodawana, she sent me this obituary for Colonel Kulikin.
Yep.
And it's and she put a note in there. She said, if you don't devote a day to Carbondale native Colonel James Kulikin, you are a cad.
Yeah, you would have been. I kept waiting because
I told you I'm
several months.
I told you I'm afraid of you. There was no doubt I was going to do it once you insisted.
Yeah,
but then I read the obituary and the story I just told. It's really amazing.
I tell you, they don't give the Navy Cross out like candy.
Yeah.
What he did on that day, God bless the man. How many lives did he save? God only knows.
I mean, when your position gets overrun, anything could happen, and he prevented that. And he's going back, getting wounded, putting himself, his life on the line for hours and hours and hours in the midst of incredible gunfire. I mean, this is a movie, what Colonel Kulikin did.
Yeah, but that's what the Marines do.
Yeah.
They do. Like, you know, when we recognize Command Sergeant Major Reddy, several months ago, I got to tell you, you know, the rank of Command Sergeant Major is the enlisted equivalent of a four-star general.
Wow.
It is the very top of the heap. And believe me, a very small percentage of people will make that rank, smaller than the number that will make four stars.
Yeah. It is amazing. And I'm looking forward to honoring the Ruddy brothers in the next 2 hours. With you, but today, this hour, Colonel James Kulikin.
Yeah. I mean, Carbondale, one of the poorest cities in northeastern Pennsylvania. This is the kind of quality people we have.
Amen. It's so true. It's so beautiful. It's so powerful. And that's why I always thank John Basiliga, you know, for sponsoring this to keep it going. It's a big deal. It's our patriotic duty to honor all of you veterans, peacetime, wartime, heroics, non-heroic, all of them.
Well, you know, most families do not mention the achievements that their men have, you know, given to the country in their obituaries. So when you get a chance to see someone, you know, having it in the paper, you just got to say something.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't let these people pass into the next life without due recognition. And if you think it's easy to do what Kulikin did under fire, you're smoking dope.
And Joan, the good thing about these veterans' tributes that John Basiliga brings us each day, they're recorded. They are in the cloud forever for anyone to hear.
And that's important.
These guys will not be forgotten. We've got
that's
to make
sure.
That's
very important because, you know, like, it's not that Kulikin probably, he wasn't fearless. What he did was he mastered the fear he must have felt because his men were more important than that. And, you know, that's why you hear terms like band of brothers.
Yeah.
Is a bond. These people take care of each other to the point of death.
Amazing. Colonel James Cooligan, Joan Hadjiwanis, thank you. We'll talk to you next hour.
I'll be on the phone.
I look forward to it, my dear.
Okay.
She's a veteran's veteran. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
Thank you.
Bye.
Murph tells us this date, 1964, the Four Tops debuted on the charts with that was their first hit? Baby, I Need Your Lovin'. What a way to start, huh? Bob Carroll back with you on the eponymous program. A number of you texting in about Colonel James Cooligan. Cabinet guy says, you had me stop in my tracks to listen about that true hero. Amazing Marine. Yeah. Isn't that something? Somebody else texts in, you know, Bob, when you play that preface to the Veterans Tribute, that's the Sam Elliott reading that letter. How true that those men gave their lives never to see their families again. And then the listener continues, well, it irks me that to think illegals come to this country and expect us to open our arms when some of them bring a criminal agenda here and many other hardships for us. Another note, Rodney texts in, morning, Bob, LTS, I'm glad it's Trump meeting with Putin. If it was Biden, he'd probably give back Alaska. You remember the embarrassment when we met that idiot Blinken, the Secretary of State, and the Chinese made a fool out of him in that first semi-summit? I mean, it would have been worse if Biden was there. Oh, God, what a difference. It is so night and day. And think of Kamala. Kamala Harris cackling. These are completely unserious people on the left. Gavin Newsom? AOC? What are you kidding me? It's actually insane to think about any Democrat meeting with Putin. Think of all of them. Chuck Schumer? Holy cow. Hakeem Jeffries? What a disgrace that party has become. And by the way, that is not good for the country. The couple of years I was a registered Democrat, man. Yeah, I think it was like, you know, the Hubert Humphreys and the Scoop Jacksons and, man, there were good Democrats. Bob Casey Sr. You'd put them up against anybody. Today's crop, it's a disgrace. Anyway, well, what isn't a disgrace are our veterans that John Basiliga brings to us. It's good stuff. But Trump's summit, and one of the things I'm enjoying the most about it is that it highlights the Trump-Putin summit in Alaska. Our own Dunleavy, Governor Dunleavy from Scranton, who's doing a great job there, amazing job. And I just love watching him handle himself. And this could be the first of many. Mayor Jamie's reminding you, yes, it's a holy day of obligation. And he's wishing me a happy vacation. Of course I'm going to have a happy. I mean, anything could happen, obviously. But I'm going on vacation from what? This is for cutie. I don't need a vacation from this. In fact, if I could carry the equipment, I'd do it from wherever I was. Anyway, Mother Teresa, St. Teresa for August 15th. She says, don't come to prayer looking for extraordinary experiences. Come to visit your great friend Jesus, always present and waiting for you in the tabernacle. This is the friendship that strengthens us to fulfill our day-to-day ordinary duties with extraordinary love and devotion. An approach to prayer today. Great. Thank you. Mary Regina. That Mother Teresa, how amazing. Hey, let's go to Joe from Berwick. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Bob. Hey, just real quick, I heard what you're talking about this morning and a couple of thoughts. I recently met two different Marines. Now, I don't have anything under background, just, face-to-face, met them, casual conversation. One was at Da Nang, and another guy was telling me about what it was like fighting in rice paddies all the time. And, you know, your guest said about how we have these people among us, and one day they're going to be gone. And that's kind of a sobering thought.
Yep.
Because I remember all World War II vets, and they're gone. But on top of that, you know, it's not ever to take away the fact that we have days to honor our dead and that our veterans did some incredibly brave and tremendous feats. But I do want to say, Bob, as someone who only served in peacetime, and I don't really have much to my name as far as my veteran status goes, every one of our veterans, the thousands and thousands of unnamed veterans, whoever stood on a tarmac or a bus station and left their loved ones,
yep,
you know, and they never knew if they would see them again. That to me is a really
Joe. Not only do you provide me veterans that I would not otherwise be aware of, but you provided me, and I didn't read it this hour because Kulikin was in combat. But what that Bloomsburg Legion, I don't know if you call it a plaque, that stone, what is a veteran?
Yeah.
Because it's, and I'd say it to you too, and I'll reread it. A veteran, whether active duty, discharged, retired, or reserve, is someone who, at one point in his or her life, wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America for an amount of up to and including his or her life. And I, so
yeah,
that's why we honor all, not just combat, not just the blatantly heroic people, you know. But and thank you for helping me with that always.
Oh yeah, and then thank you for what you do too, Bob.
All right, Joe, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Have a good one. All right.
My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10 o'clock and change, almost 10:01. But and I got to remind you. Hot cars, cool watches tomorrow at Bacardo's, Jefferson Avenue and Spruce Street, Scranton, catty corner from the Radisson. We'll be back.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.